Hi, Randy. And this is Kim. I'm from Texas, and I listen to your show all the time, and I've had a tremendous amount of marital problems. My husband and I, we argue a lot. We have almost went to the divorce state, and I just don't know what to do.
All right. Welcome to Intentional Living, Kim and others. Maybe marriage is a challenge for you today. If that were the end of the story for Kim, we'd give her a few tips and see what happens. But it's not the end of the story, because Kim did something that can change your life as well. And I'm going to tell you what it is in just a moment. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. Welcome to our program. And I'm going to open up the phone line to you right now at 888-888-1717. If you have a question for me on marriage, we certainly would welcome that today, and we'll do our best to get to your call. I want to share the rest of the story, though. Kim from Texas, not only was she struggling with communication problems and almost at the brink of divorce, but they decided, instead of stepping off, to back away from the brink. And maybe you're right there close to that brink. If you're not there, you can see the brink, you know? For those of us who live near the Grand Canyon, we've been on the edge. We've seen it, right? And you kind of back away. And with your marriage, maybe that's you. You can see the brink, or you're on the brink for your marriage. Kim did one powerful thing, and I want you to hear it, and then we're going to open the lines to you to share how you too have stepped back from that brink, okay? 888-888-1717. Here's the rest of the story.
I have been doing the 30-day challenge, had some marriage issues, and started just thinking that I needed to start working on myself. That was what my prayer time was, and I started working on things I could do for my marriage, one of them being hugging my husband, because I'm not a very affectionate person. Second one was to start complimenting him more. And then, of course, the last one would be to look at him when he's talking to me and put down my phone. The result of all of that challenge is that he has responded amazingly and now wants to hug me, compliments me, and now he does the same for me on most of these things and just does a lot of things just randomly for me. So it has worked tremendously on our marriage. So I just want to thank you for everything you do, and I greatly appreciate it, and I encourage everyone to do the 30-day challenge.
All right. Thank you, Kim, for telling us your story. Listen, a couple things Kim did. She recognized to back away from the brink, she had to do a couple things. One is she set a time limit, say for the next 30 days, I'm going to do things different. We keep doing stupid things expecting we're going to get a better result. We keep doing the same thing in our relationships over and over. If things aren't working well for you in your marriage, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you, change what you're doing. You think, well, Randy, it's my husband or it's my wife. They keep doing the dumb things. I'm trying. Listen, you do for the next 30 days the next right one thing. You do it with the right intention. You do it with the right motivation. You do it like Kim did it, and then see what God does. And so I'll tell you what, you need some encouragement if you're on the brink. I'd like to open the phone line, guys and lady. Sally, ready? Okay, I'd like to open the phone lines and ask some of you to call in and say, hey, here's one habit that I changed in my marriage, or maybe a few habits, some love habits. These are some things we changed, and it made all the difference to our marriage. Or you say, I do know if this was one love habit we would change, it would change our marriage. What would it be? There are people listening, maybe you today, and you need just that word of encouragement. Here's one thing you can do that would make a single big impact in your marriage, like it did for Kim. Her marriage was saved. She changed how she responded to her husband. She changed her habits. She did it for 30 days. It made a difference. I believe this. This is intentional living we're talking about. Phone line is open, 888-888-1717. If you've had one love habit or a few love habits that you said, hey, we got rid of the ones that weren't working and we put these in place, or I put these in place and it's made a difference. What is it? What were they? What are they? Or one that you know would make a difference. Phone line's open. Stephen's going to take your calls. I want to get you on quickly, so call quickly. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. All right, got a question. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer is on the line in Georgia. with a question. Go ahead, Jennifer.
In my relationships, especially with my spouse, I would like to change me appreciating him more instead of looking at everything that he does and that I wish he would change. I'm very critical, and I have a control issue where I always feel like I have to be in control, because when I'm not in control, I feel like things are going to go bad, and it creates a lot of problems in my marriage. When I was younger, there was a lot of things that happened in my life that I had no control over at the time, and I think I developed this attitude that if I'm not in control, bad things happen. So it's just a pattern of me just keep doing it and keep doing it, and eventually it's going to get easier for me.
There you go. Listen, Jennifer, I think your call is a clear reminder that we can get into these bad habits and we keep doing the same thing over and over. If it's criticism or if it's feeling like I have to be in control, and sometimes we have to just get above it. We have to get high enough. We can kind of see ourselves and look in on ourselves and our marriage and our patterns of communication and say, you know, if I tweak that one thing, If I could just stop doing that and make this a new habit. I mean, this is the way, if you got a weight problem, you know what it is when it comes to changing habits with eating. Changing a few habits can make a big difference. Some people say, hey, I'm going to get rid of sugar, or I'm going to get rid of, eating after dinner at night, or I'm going to add exercise. And they add just a few new habits to their life, and those habits become revolutionary to their health. The same thing works in your marriage. You can change your marriage if you change your habits. I believe that. And so you're lighting up the lines. We're going to get to your calls here right after the break. What's a love habit that has changed or helped or improved your marriage, or one that you know would? Okay, 888-1717 is the number. This is Intentional Living.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. It says in Genesis chapter 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and he shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. I would ask the question, are you leaving and cleaving in your marriage? Together are the two of you becoming one, depending on each other as you depend upon God together to hold you together in your marriage. As you each grow closer to Jesus, you'll also grow closer to each other when we practice the principle and the command and the wisdom of leaving and cleaving. Now, that doesn't mean that we exclude other people or family from our lives, but that we make our marriage something that becomes a priority. But we're working together to really share values, share direction, share vision. When you do, it's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
That is the Intentional Minute you just heard. It's also on Facebook every day, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to hear it again, or maybe someone that you know, you'd like to share it with someone, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. And by the way, when you like our page on Facebook, a new video will magically appear in your newsletter feed every day. So just go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. Well, here we are about the middle of April. I want to thank those of you who've been praying for us and standing in your ongoing support of the ministry. And I have a very special gift that we'd like to send to you today for your best gift to the ministry. It's how to work yourself out of a job into a calling. It's a teaching that will encourage you about work, one of the five essential areas of life. So for your best single gift today, we'll make sure that you receive that. And if you happen to become monthly in support in doing so, not only that, but you'll also start receiving my teaching on CD every month, coming to your home automatically. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-1717. Appreciate it. All right. So what do you do? What's that one love habit or something that helps you in your marriage or would make a difference in your marriage? All right. JC's on the line in Michigan. JC, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What about habits? What are some things you're working on?
Well, before when I would get angry, I would hold it in, just kind of let it build up. I wouldn't want to talk about it. And my husband could always sense that something was wrong. So lately I've been working on sitting down and talking to him about how I'm feeling, even if it's something little that he wouldn't think is important. If it's bothering me, I'll talk to him about it. He can help me through it, and it's helped us be able to open up with each other more.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you hold back? You just felt like it wasn't worth sharing it or wasn't that important?
Yeah, or it was silly or something I shouldn't be emotional about, you know, so I would just kind of hold it in, and but then it would bug at me and I would just be grumpy the whole day and he would be like, "What is bothering you?" You know, and finally I just realized I'll tell him and he will either just hold me if I start to cry or we'll talk through it, and or he'll say, "Yeah, I know what you mean. That would bother me too." Or so it's
And what difference has it made in your marriage?
Well, we can open up to each other more, even on a day-to-day basis. Little things that, you know, will be like, "Oh, well, that bothers me when you do that," or "Oh, that I love it when you do that," or something. It's mm-hmm. easier to share those little things, and it's just kind of brought us closer together.
That's good. So you've developed a love habit to be. Short accounts, if you got an issue, bring it out, get it on the table, and discuss it.
Yeah. And even if it's my own issue that, you know, has nothing to do with him, if it's drama with a friend or whatever, I can talk to him about it, and then it's not just building up inside of me, and he's able to help. So
that's good.
It's been great.
All right. Thank you, JC. Glad you're listening to Michigan today.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And Rainbow from Arizona. Is doing one thing, I think, as well. Rainbow?
Hi, Intentional Living. I just wanted to say thank you very much to Dr. Carlson's program this week. It's especially meaningful to me. For a long time, I've said we don't understand each other. Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves, and I believe that's the number one reason for problems in our relationships. So thank you again for this program you're airing this week, and I want to thank you again for everything you do. You have no idea how significant your program, your counseling, and your teaching the truth and helping us to understand ourselves better in relationships. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
All right, head, heart, hand. Maybe you don't know what that means. You know, we're all different. Some of us process, we're head people. We process things, you know, we like bottom line, facts, figures, not emotional based, head based. Some people are more emotional based. That's the way God wired you. You deal with things and feelings, emotion. And by the way, both of these can be good and bad. Some people are hand people. Don't bother me with the facts or don't bother me. I got a problem. I'm going to fix it. Just get it done. Some people are just very focused on activities, checklists, and getting it done. And, of course, the healthiest is to have a balance of all three. And so learning to balance it and understanding that you may be a heart person married to a head person, and if that's the case, you need to understand how to communicate their love language and the words that matter to them. All right. Melissa's on the line, also in Michigan. Melissa, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What have you learned about love habits and marriage?
Well, actually, I've been married about 14 years. And about 2 years ago, I finally made my husband my best friend.
How'd you do that?
Well, it had always been my mom. And I didn't see anything wrong with that. It just was comfortable. She and I get along so well, and she's so easy to talk to, and she... whatever, but there was a huge connection with my husband that was missing. There were times that I would share important things with my mom and not even realize I'd forgotten to share them with my husband.
And how did that make your husband feel?
Well, I'm sure it always kind of hurt his feelings, and, you know, I think it made him resent my mom a bit.
So when you'd have a concern or problem, you're more likely to talk to your mom before your husband?
Yeah. I mean, if I could get out of work early, I'd want to stop at my mom's and have some tea and visit instead of hurrying home to my husband and kids. I had my priorities wrong.
Did she sense it too?
Oh, she didn't mind it, because actually when it took some counseling for me to figure this out. I wish I'd figured it out on my own. But when I had to let her know that I've got this wrong, and it doesn't change how much I love you, but I've got to put him first now. It hurt her feelings. You know, she couldn't help it, because she could feel, you know, that we were pulling apart. But it's so necessary. It's so necessary in a marriage.
What difference has it made to your marriage?
It's huge. It's until, of course, I wish I had foresight, but I don't. So I can look back and see that I never had the relationship with my husband that I should have had, because he wasn't my first.
Yeah. But you do now.
I do.
Yeah. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I think, Melissa, that ties into my intentional minute today. Some of you heard it on the radio or saw it on Facebook. It was on the verse in Genesis 2:24, leave and cleave, where God's intention is that a man and woman, when they get married, would leave and cleave. That doesn't mean we ignore family or don't connect with family. It doesn't mean proximity as much as it does having the intentional focus being on the family, that God has put the two of you together to be one flesh, not only physically, but emotionally, relationally, vision-wise, for now and for the rest of your lives. And so the fact that you woke up to that, that's really what you did. You really decided at some point, leaving and cleaving didn't mean that I have to ignore my mom or not love my mom, but it made the focus of saying, hey, I better be connected with my husband. This is my priority. And you put first things first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very powerful. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's intentional living. See, intentional living, if you're new to this whole thing of what is intentional living, what does this mean? What we believe is that God, we don't only believe it, it's what the Bible says, that we're made in God's image. God is clearly intentional. We live in a non-intentional world. We live in a good intentioned world without follow through. And in the process, we fail to meet the potential that God has placed in us by not living an intentional life, which means I do the next right one thing. I develop the kind of habits in my life, not to be perfect, please, but the kind of habits that will make my life better, the lives of others better, and allow me to fulfill my purpose here. And in the process, decluttering my life of those things which will keep me from being where God wants me to be. Bottom line. Okay, let's take a quick break. Get back to Glenda in Georgia. Hang on, Glenda. We'll be with you in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 23, he says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. That's a very interesting and powerful verse. I was at Chick-fil-A yesterday. Don't you love Chick-fil-A? I was there yesterday at lunchtime, and the young guy behind the counter, I don't know, he's probably 18, 20 years old, and he was just outgoing. He was, how are you, sir, and how's your day? And it wasn't phony. You could just see it, who it was. So after I had my lunch, I went back up to there and I said, what makes you so happy? He said, you know what? He said, I'm happy today because I am so busy and I hate being bored. And this was a guy that just, and in fact, you see a lot of that in Chick-fil-A employees, don't you? It's part of, I think, their hiring culture, that they hire people that have great passion for life and excited about life. You could see that through his life, that this was a young man who wanted to make his life have purpose. That's an excerpt from my teaching on 6 ways to give lasting purpose to your work. It wasn't about Chick-fil-A, but certainly that was an illustration of that particular employee that day. There are 6 ways to give lasting purpose to your work, and one of them is to find real passion. But each of these will make a difference in your life. So members, you be watching for it. It's on its way or maybe already arrived to you for this month. It's sort of our monthly newsletter and teaching encouragement to you on CD. If you're not a member, you can come and join us today. We'll make sure that you receive the teaching for this month. and ongoing each and every other month. If you can pray about $1 a day, $30 a month, that'd be appreciated. But whatever God lays on your heart, we just are very thankful that you're helping support this ministry, impacting people around the world. And again, we thank people like David and Sally from New Mexico and Patty from Arizona and Peter from Florida and Loretta from Arizona and Deborah from Texas and Christina from California, who are those who recently have joined us to say, we want to be a part, or I want to be a part of this this team as well. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And you know, when you become a new monthly member of Intentional Living, your monthly financial support really impacts listeners like Linda and her husband from Alabama.
Hi, the one thing that I find that has helped me since I've been listening to Intentional Living is how to adapt with the Lord's help to my husband's Parkinson's. I apply this one thing is tell him how much each day I love my husband and thank the Lord that I am here to see him through this disease. I thank Randy Carlson for helping me to see that.
Thank you, Linda. We're glad to be a part of the team doing this together. Thank you for sharing the story, because our members make that possible. Really do. 888-888-1717 to join in the discussion today as well. We're going to continue on even after the end of the program, because we want to hear those love habits that are making a difference in your marriage or would make a difference in your marriage. Appreciate it. Glenda from Georgia, welcome to the program, Glenda.
Hello.
Appreciate it. It says here you were married for 47 years, or have been married 47 years, and 40 of those years was a Cold War. What does that mean?
Well, it means we were existing together. We, neither one of us came from divorced families. We were intent on staying together, but it was like we were peering over the cliff.
Mm.
And there came a time, my mother broke her back, and I was away from home a long period of time. And I kept asking God, how do I fix this? And what I began to pray every day was to help me see my husband as God saw him, and to help me love him like God loves him. And that has been such a tremendous change in our relationship. It's like we're newlyweds. Hmm. It has been amazing. We're both strong-willed, but he buries his will, but it's there. It's defiant. But mine, I blurt it all out. So what I'm working on now, the intentional part of my life now, is to not feel like I have to have the last word. And that has made such a difference when I can do that, when I can actually do that.
Mm. So you've been, over these last 7 years, you made a decision at some point in these last 7 years to say, I want to understand my husband and I want to love him the way God intended me to love him.
Yes, because I thought that marriage was going to be, you know, the white knight and the horse and sweep you off your feet. And if he loved me, he'd do anything to make me happy.
Yeah.
And that's a crock. So God has just taken me on this journey of getting to know my husband and to see things in him that I never saw in the flesh.
What changes have occurred in his life as a result of this? Anything?
Absolutely. He is more tender towards me. Before, it was like we just didn't even talk to each other most of the time. But now he will, he bought me a new set of wedding rings. And the thing that made the difference to me was the fact that he had his ring resized because he had outgrown it and hadn't worn it in years. And he had it laying on top of the new set of wedding rings Christmas a couple of years ago and wrapped that up. And it just was everything. It wasn't the rings at all. It was the fact that he was saying to me, I am making a new commitment to you.
Wow. You know,
and so
we affect each other. We affect each other. In fact, I wrote a book, Starved for Affection, and I talk about the fact that we affect each other. And it is in so many subtle ways, Glenda. I mean, you have a wake-up call. You decide to change how you're behaving and responding and trying to understand your husband. And that that one significant change and then changing your habits, look at the impact that had on your husband. I mean, you could have had seven miserable more years, but you chose to make a difference, and you've had seven better years, it sounds like.
And it's getting better every day. I want to grow. Oh, I'm 70, but I want to grow to 80 and 90 and be like, you know, what I thought it was going to be like.
Mm. Well, we got some young women and men listening who've been married or maybe just a few years, less than seven. And if they can learn, if we can learn this when we're in our 20s and 30s and practice the things we're hearing today and be intentional, when you get to be 70, you can be calling in like Linda and saying, hey, not only did I have 7 years, but we've had, you know, we've had 37 great years because we chose when we were back in our 20s to be intentional and understanding each other and loving each other intentionally and developing the kind of love habits that'll make a difference. And every marriage is going to be a little different. Every person is a little different. And so knowing your spouse well enough to love them the way that they need to be loved, and that's what makes the difference.
I don't think that anybody can possibly go wrong if they pray every morning before they get up, Lord, show me my husband like you see him. Mm. And help me love him like you love him.
Yeah, powerful. Hey, Glenda, thank you for calling. I'm glad you're listening. How are you doing in Georgia today?
I have been listening probably for the last 20 years. I had to drive to work. I'm now retired. And that is, you're the only, FLR is the only radio station that I allow in the house.
There you go.
I love me some Jesus music.
There you go. Hey, we're glad to keep bringing it to you along with our Intentional Living Ministry. I'm glad you're listening in Georgia today, Glenda.
Thank you.
All
have
right.
A blessed day.
God bless you. We are blessed. All right. If you just joined us, it all started with Kim deciding to be intentional in her marriage. And she said she backed away from the brink by making a change and doing the next one thing, that love habit. And those things made a difference in her marriage. And that's what we've been hearing today. We're going to continue this discussion off air and record for a later program. And so if you have that one love habit or maybe a few love habits that have made a difference in your marriage, what are they? What would you say to someone who's at the brink about that? Okay, 888-888-1717. And we'll leave the phone line open for a few minutes for you. 888-888-1717. If you missed any part of today's program, it's on demand at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. For our team here at Intentional Living, have a great day, and we'll see you next time.